The Torah says in Parshas Emor, "V'loisachalu Hashem kotshi nigdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael." And Rashi explains that a person has to be ready limso nafshoi to give up his life l'kadesh shem shemayim b'rabim to create the cause of Kiddush Hashem. And Rashi continues, "V'shloi amanas le'notzel," but when he's ready to give up his life for the honor of Hashem, what he should not have in mind is that I'm doing this in order that Hashem will save me. Because explains Rashi, "Shekala moisa nafsham nas lasis leines." If somebody has that intention, in oisim leines, he will not have a nes happen to him. So Rav Shmuel Engel Zatzal, in his Sefer Sifsei Merash, explains, what does it mean that a person has to be ready to give up his life, and he will have a nes for Kiddush Hashem, and sometimes he'll have a nes happen to him, and sometimes he won't have a nes happen to him. What is meant here? So he explains, based on the Akedah, on the words of the Sefer Akedah in Parashas Noach, he says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know, created the world, that the world runs with Teva, with nature. There's a normal, natural course of order in the world. And he explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has two types of Teva. One is the Teva that we know. Fire burns, water extinguishes fire, etc. But then there's a different Teva that was created when the world was created. And that is that everything that exists in the world is here to service the person who's an Oyver Hashem. A person who's Oyver Hashem, he doesn't have the same Teva as the rest of us. The rest of us have a Teva, fire, water, whatever. His Teva is that if we're here for one purpose, we're here to make a Kiddush Hashem, we're here to serve Hashem, we're here to do Ratzon Hashem. And therefore, if a person lives his life like in a normal, regular fashion, so nes, miracles, are not part of that world order. And even if the person is fortunate enough that a Kadosh Baruch Hu does make nisa for him, the Gemara says often, anyone who a nes, a miracle is made on his behalf, he loses from his chusim that he attains for having a miracle happen to him. But if this person changes his attitude to life, which he explains what Rashi says, a person has to realize, I'm here for the purpose of being Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. If I'm here for the purpose of being Mekadesh Shem Shemayim, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that all the barriers that prevent miracles from happening in this world in the regular order of things don't apply to this person, because this person is living not with the Teva which we see, but he's living with the Teva of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Teva, the higher level Teva, the Teva that the world is here for Avodas Hashem. And that's what the Pasuk means to say, he says, when the Pasuk continues, Ani Hashem Mekadishchem, Hamoitzi Eschem, Eretz Mitzrayim, Liyos Lachem, Lelekim Ani Hashem. A person could think that if we just explain why we're here just for Avodas Hashem, so then what's the purpose of Olam Hazeh? Says the Pasuk, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to ignore Olam Hazeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to embrace Olam Hazeh and recognize that the Olam Hazeh that was created in this world, was the nes that's created in this world, is all for Avodas Hashem. At what moment did that become clear? At what moment did we see that? That was at the moment of Yetzias Mitzrayim. When Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they became something greater than just a regular people. They became a people who are here to bring Kiddush Hashem to the world. At that moment, when Klal Yisrael were recognized that they were here for Kiddush Hashem Shemayim, as was so obvious and evident during Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, that's the world I want you to live. V'negidashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael. And it's most appropriate to think about this and say this during the Sfira days. We know that the Sfira begins with the second day of Pesach, and as the Pasuk says in this week's Parsha, V'sfat l'chem v'machus ha-shabbos b'yoyim aviyachem es oima atluf v'shev v'shabbos es t'mirim es t'yenu. The Torah tells us that on the second day of Pesach, we should bring a carbon. The carbon should specifically be brought from oimer, from barley, which is a very inexpensive type of grain. It's the grain that the Chazal typically identify as the grain which is a machu behema. And what we're learning from here is that we start off with food that is a machu behema. We start off as plain individuals with the challenges that a human being has, the Yetzirah. And what we're supposed to do is take that Oimer Atnufa, take that Oimer, take that Mechal Behema, Tenufa Shav Shabbos Tamimais, and during these 7 weeks, raise ourselves up to Tenufa, to go higher, till we ultimately come to Kabbalah Satoira. But that's what we're here for. We're here for to make ourselves better, to make ourselves have a life more of Ruchnius. The Sefer Yismach Yisrael explains that the Pasuk says, Hashemayim Shemayim LaShem V'oretz Nosan L'mnei Adam. Hashemayim Shemayim LaShem. There is Ruchnius. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the Shemayim. But what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu ask of us? V'oretz Nosan L'mnei Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I gave the Oretz to you in this world. And my request and challenge to you, Klal Yisrael, is to take that Oretz. Take that Oretz of Nei Adam. Take that Oretz that was given to human beings and raise up that Oretz to become Shemayim. That even the Oretz, even the Teva, even the Gashmius should be infused with Ruchnius. And how do we get there? So Shimon Sofer, in his Sefer Shir Ma'oin, explains, we go back to the Pasuk that says, Vishmartem Mitzvoisai. And Chazal explained, Vishmartem Zu Mishnah. When a person spends his life learning Torah, when a person spends his life immersed in the Dvar Hashem, what he has to always remember is that the purpose of his learning is to make him a better person, a more Ruchnistic person. And on the contrary, don't allow that a person who's learning Torah, lo yichalu Hashem kachi, he shouldn't create chas v'shalom, achil Hashem, but rather, v'nigdashti, a person through his v'shimartem, a person through his learning Torah, becomes closer to Hashem, becomes more of a ruchnistig individual, and that's why he's able to create a situation of v'nigdashti b'soich v'nei Yisrael. He lives a higher life. He's treated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a very different life because his life is one continuous Kiddush Hashem.